Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design, the show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, each week we skate over an aspect of design that we think deserves just that little bit more attention, from overlooked visionaries to architectural triumphs and almost everything in between. This week, Monocle 24's executive producer, Tom Edwards, tells us the tale of design from the ground up. Vans, the casual footwear company that rose from California's 1960s skate scene to become one of the world's most popular and recognised sportswear brands. He donned his questionable checkerboard slip-ons for this very report.
It's the summer of 66, Anaheim, California, and the design classic in our sights is The Authentic, a new deck shoe with a grippy sole and custom-made uppers. It's the first in a long line of innovative and hugely popular products in something of a sport and casual wear movement, the progenitor of which was Paul Van Doren, co-founder of the eponymous rubber company that created this particular footprint. Working with Paul was his brother Jim, two Van Dorens, signposting the brand the enterprise would become, Vans. Early successes were built on the burgeoning California skate scene and its devotees' belief in the shoe's fitness for purpose, grip, toughness, and simple style. Now, for me to be talking fitness for purpose is somewhat ironic. If you hear a superannuated Vans wearer like myself talking about chasing an ollie in the park, it's probably the name of a chocolate lab. The only grind, the daily 9-to-5. A colleague has helpfully suggested I go further and explain that my enthusiasm for, in particular, the Vans number 36, old school, is, quote, a desperate and futile attempt to cling on to the vestiges of my youth, end quote. Thanks, Henry. What is true is that I love my Vans, from more sober greys and blues to my latest, a winterized, ready for anything, Stormtrooper on the weekend, monochrome, old school meets North Face special. Today, I'm far from alone. We've seen these kicks stride from bespoke skater's choice to global staple. The classic old-school model debuted in 1977, narrowly beating your correspondent. As with other initially niche makers of sports and leisure wear, Vans has come to rely as heavily on its recent endorsements from streetwear and fashion figures as it did on those skaters' testimonials early on. Its classic footprints have stayed true to the founder's vision, even as the company has experienced sweeping change, good and bad. Vans wrestled with the challenge of sticking with US production at a time when rivals were switching to Asia. Inspired by an early 1980s surge in appeal and sales, driven surely at least in part by Sean Penn's checkerboard slip-ons in Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
all I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
The business overreached. Vans suffered bankruptcy and restructuring. But throughout the changes, indeed right up to the present, with the brand now part of VF Corporation's mighty roster, certain truths remain. One is the early Van Doren tenet that you focus on the people who make the shoes, those that sell them, and those that buy them. Another is that while, sure, you have to understand the dynamics of making what sells rather than just selling what you make, design ethos, functionality, and aesthetic really matter.
You'll know it when you see it. This is Off the Wall.
Just as they did in the SoCal sunshine in 66, they do today as Vans powers towards billion-dollar status. I'll be sticking with my old schools then, even if, a little like Vans itself, you've journeyed from dude to dud to dad for good measure, and hopefully back again in your advancing years. Don't slip up. Old school souls are good for any old fool's soul.
Our special thanks to Tom Edwards there for that report on the California shoe firm Vans. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 time, or you lucky things, download the podcast at any time you like thereafter. And remember, if you can't wait and in between, there are always more delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.